This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Oil prices have jumped to a three-month high in overseas trading. Brent crude is at $114 a barrel this morning, despite forecasts that say global oil demand will be lower than first expected for the next year and a half. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. She's with us live as she is every Monday. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
So what's going on here? Why are oil prices at three-month highs?
Well, there's a couple of things going on. One is there's a notion that the Federal Reserve and the ECB are about to pump more money into the global financial system, and that's something that tends to lift oil prices as well as stock prices. And the other is that there's some turmoil going on in the Middle East, and that makes people nervous about the supply side of the equation. So even though demand is weak, people worry that there could be some supply constraints that would lift prices as well.
And what you're talking about there, I assume, is some recent comments that Israel made about Iran or something like that. But, of course, one reason, Julia, that we care so much about oil prices is that gas prices tend to follow them up and down and have a big impact on the consumer in the United States.
That's right. And we've already seen prices at the pump rising pretty aggressively in August. But one of the mysteries in the consumer data lately has been that we didn't get the typical bounce in consumer spending that we see when gasoline prices fell. So typically, falling gasoline prices leads consumers to spend a little more on restaurants and other discretionary spending. And consumers have just been very, very, very cautious for the last few months and channeling all their extra money into savings. So that's good for the consumer balance sheet, but perhaps not the best sign for the health of the economy.
Any sense of why consumers are being so cautious?
It's not really clear because confidence is not down as much as we saw last year. The labor market is not great, but it's not disastrous. So it just really seems to be an attitude of caution. So we'll have to see whether it continues. We do get another read on retail sales tomorrow. We're expecting a little bit of a bounce back, so we'll see if that materializes.
We'll be watching. Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.